The following recording consists of several parts. It includes the recording of this year's Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review, which allows you in a few moments just to go over the Daf, and then it continues on with the same Daf in the previous Daf Yomi cycle, which of course has a completely different ambience and a whole different group of people that are in attendance. You can use that for Chazorah if you wish, and you may actually prefer the ambience of the earlier daf. Today's daf in Masechet Zvachim is daf Pei Zayin, and we're holding on the penultimate line of Pei Vav Amud Beit, Yitzvah. So we've been in the middle of the sugya as to the halacha of Chatzot. And we said that we have, in the case of shiriri, which means that we have carbonized meat that has not yet been turned into ash, so that it wouldn't be something that you would know on your own would be considered to be still ro'i l'mizbeach. And yet, on the other hand, it certainly is not ro'i l'harama yet. So the halacha is that we derive from the posik that there is two separate shiurim. There's if for real dashen is dashen. If it comes off the mizbeach, point is you don't put it back on, there's nothing left to burn. There's no more me'ila. If in cases where it was naseh mitzvato completely, that may be that you need to actually take the dashen in order for it to be considered to be naseh mitzvato. But to burn, there's nothing to burn. We learned out from a pasuk that the din of chatzos, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is a shear in which at the moment of chatzos, shriri, the hard meat, becomes the equivalent of dashen, which we said is a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, as to whether that means it's actually ro'i to be taken with the trumas hadashen, or it simply means that it's no longer considered to be the lachmesh omizbeach, doesn't have to be brought up, but in any event, that's special din in chatzos, or tein beiker lebeiker eshal. Beiker, so we have a second beiker, which is defined by the chachomim. And this is the other approach that we had, which may be a diak in Rabbi Yochanan, that was a machlok, this is an alternative. But in any event, our question is like this. This halacha of an arbitrary point, to us, arbitrary, an arbitrary point at which something that wouldn't have been considered to be roi l'hakrova, that at that point, whether it's atzos, or whether it's these other moments of hashkama, at that point it becomes roi for trumas hadashen. Is that a din in something that is on the mizbeach? That's one question. Does it have to actually be on the mizbeach? Does it have to be in the fire of the mizbeach? These are the things that we're going to be discussing now. Itma. Pirshu kodem chatzot. So now, let us assume that the things that were on the mizbeach actually were taken off of the esh. And we're talking about shriri now. These were things that were not really deshen. So they were things that would have become technically, halachically deshen, because the Torah defined chatzos as the cutoff point. Problem is, they were removed from the fire before chatzot. Then you put them back on the fire at chatzot, after chatzot. So at the time of chatzot, they weren't on the fire. Our assumption is that if that's the case, then the chatzot couldn't possibly have worked for them, because chatzot is a din on the mizbeach, not a din just somehow anything, wherever it is, in outer space, shriri become magically desha. So, yeah, there we go. This is the mocker, I assume. So what happens then? So Rabbi says, what happens then is that the next chatzot down the line, tomorrow's chatzot, will be the time, if there's still shriri at that point, so then the next chatzot will turn them into desha. And that is called chatzot sheni ochalatan, which means ochalatan means to digest them. Equal.
The fire.
Yeah, perhaps. Or perhaps even just on the mizbeach. That we'll discuss. But in any event, digestion, and that's a technical term that we're using in meaning that at this point it's considered to be the digested food of the mizbeach and therefore can be removed together with the dashan. So the next chatzot will be the thing that turns it, because after all, the Torah gave that shear. The first chatzot, there weren't around. So you'll wait till the next chatzot if they're still on the mizbeach. So at that point, even if they're still shriri, they will become deshen. Obviously, if they literally burn up by then and they really are deshen, they'll be deshen, but not. Rav Chisda says, no, It's not chatzot at that point, or it's you need to be in the halachic sphere of what would have initially affected these things. Now, these things, it's not any chatzot. A chatzot 10 years down the line, what does it have to do with the things that we're burning now? I'll tell you what turns them into equal. Alos HaShachar, basically. Because, I mean, that is the next point down the line. And as a matter of fact, says Rav Chisda, it's a kavuchal. I say it's Amud HaShachar or Chalatan. What actually digests them is when they're on the Mizbeach at Amud HaShachar. Amrei Beirav. So they said in the Beit Midrash, my time, the Rav Chisda. What indeed is Rav Chisda's reasoning, by the way, this point is not just an interesting historical point, that the Gemara elsewhere says Amrei Beirav is Rav Huna. And you recall that very often Rav Huna says over the Mamorim of Rav, and he's the Baki in the Mamorim of Rav. You hear? H-E-R-E?
As opposed to H-E-A-R?
Mm-hmm.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay, good, good. So Rav Chisda was Rav Huna's Talmud. So how could it be Amrei Beirav to explain Rav Chisda? It's a little bit strange. But Tosa says it's interesting that Rav Huna, it could be other issues, but it could be that the general term might imply if we know it isn't Rav Huna, fine. But interestingly, we do find places where Rav Huna was extremely impressed with his Talmud Rav Chisda. He would say very nice things about him. And because of that, it's possible that he actually went ahead and he was Masbir. Could be. So in any event, what is the logic behind Rav Chisda's explanation that we should go to Amud HaShachar? Because it's, look, it's true that Chatzot is this new halacha that was given to define the nature of equal. That's true. But Amud HaShachar is an old issue. Amud HaShachar we always knew. Amud HaShachar is what makes something possible. So if it's a kal vachomer, I mean, Chatzot has no impact at all on things in terms of lina. Right. The Torah says until the morning, ad haboker, and after the boker, at that point, it's possible lina. And that's a derabbana. But to turn it into a lina, that is lad, is a din in alos hashachar. So chatzot itself has no impact of that kind to pasul. Therefore, it's a kal vachomer. If chatzot, which cannot impact a lina, can't make it lan, is nonetheless osei ikul, will be the source of what is considered to be the digestion of this food by the Mizbeach and defines it as having been digested. So Kol Shekein, Amud HaShachar, which actually impacts the kashrus in terms of lina, forget about the question of whether it's considered to be digested. It'll parcel it because it's lan. It's true that it won't parcel it if it's on the Mizbeach, possibly. And this is what complicates, as we'll see later on, this kal vachomer of Rav Chisda. But certainly if something is down in the Azorah at the time of Alos HaShachar, it's going to be nifsa, belina. So kol shekein, eino din she'oseh ikul, it should certainly now make it digested. Now what if it was poresh from the Eish HaMizbeach before Chatzot, went all the way through Amud HaShachar, and now you put them back on? Rabba says, so, same way I said before, Chatzot Sheni is Ochalatan. I maintain now, what's the difference if there was the Alot in between? So therefore, wait until the Chatzot. At Chatzot, it'll become the Deshen of the Mizbeach. When it becomes the Deshen of the Mizbeach, you'll take it out, the Trumat HaDeshen, according to Rashi, perhaps, even if Tosh Shriri, according to Taisus, it won't be Chayav in Me'il anymore, it's Nasim, it's Vosim. But Rav Chisda says, oh, no. Mm-mm. Because that's my whole point. This will never more be considered to be digested. There's no such thing. Either it is ash or it isn't ash. But it's going to be chayev in me'ila forever, unless it truly is turned into dash. And the reason for this is because I've already explained to you that it's only something that has to do with the halacha of this particular haktorah. This haktorah was done the day before. It's the following night that has the impact on it. The Torah doesn't give the arbitrary shear of chatzot. Any chatzot in the world is going to impact it. The next chatzot is irrelevant. For the Amud HaShachar, which we're supposed to make it the time of, according to me, with my kal vachomer that we just explained in the Amrei Beirav, it wasn't on the Mizbeach for Alos HaShachar. So therefore, it couldn't have been turned into Me'ukal. So forget about it. There's nothing more that will ever turn this into Ikul. Ein behem Ikul le'olam. And therefore, you're stuck every time it's still there and hasn't been turned into ash, pops off of the Mizbeach, You got to put it back on. Somebody was then and from it until it literally turns into physical ash. You're going to be male on it because it was not Nazis mitzvahs. That's what I said. Malki Flor of Yosef, I think you're both completely and totally off the wall. Where did you get the idea, Bichlal, that these dinim are associated with the Mizbeach? I don't understand. But just because we're defining the nature of the din of ash, which happens to be a mitzvah on the Mizbeach, so therefore you're telling me that chatzot, which is arbitrary anyway, doesn't represent any physical digestion of the material. Nonetheless, you're taking for granted. But of course, such an arbitrary, abstract digestion would have to be on the Mizbeach. Who said? What gives you that idea? Maybe wherever it is, it becomes but predefined, digested, and that's all. Uman Leimalan, who told us, tell me, that this din of chatzot only works when it's on top of the Mizbeach? That's the only thing that turns it into digested. Maybe wherever it is, wherever chatzot finds it, that's where it becomes mashvelu iku. And indeed, shochu mitam, they sent from Eretz Yisrael. It's exactly true. It is unrelated to Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach. And itmar nami, omra priya bar abba, pirshu kodem chatzot, v'chziran achar chatzot. The din is there is no me'ila, lo mo'ali. Why? Obviously, because the odds of chatzot made them me'ukal anyway, and there's no me'ila. Nonetheless, lo nenin. Why lo nenin in this particular case? Because Rashi says midrabbana, which is always the case according to Rashi, wherever we have a no me'ila. But in Israel, such a concept could be only a dirabbana if it's a totsah of the dinam of me'ila. Tosfos suggests that there is a concept of an Isra of Hano, not because of me'ila, but because of taking from the Mizbeach. This belongs to the Mizbeach. So in fact, it still is burnable. It hasn't been on the Mizbeach. So vis-a-vis the Mizbeach, lo neni, which is, I mean, a remarkable chiddush, because I mean, the whole point we generally would understand, that the din of ikul means that it is no longer. If it's not for me'il, why would we turn it into claim still that it belongs to Mizbeach? L'chor, until now we've assumed that there's only one issue that cuts across various dinim. But in any event, so this is a machloket. Now, that means that Rav Yosef in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Chiya Bar Abba, and even a braita by Bar Kapora that says, Pirshu Kodem Chatzot, that if they were taken off of the fire before Chatzot, V'chziran L'acher Chatzot, it's fine. Yotzi Midei Me'ila, there's no Me'ila anymore. So obviously he too agrees. In other words, we don't have a single source, not in a braita, not in Piskei Halacha, not among the Amoraim, that assumes the assumption that we originally made here in the sugya, that it has to be up on the Mizbeach in order to do Iko. Ask the Gemara, I'm a layer of purple, I'll buy it, so where the heck did we get this idea from anyway? I mean, v'chimiyach ha'shoch mitav, you told me they sent from Eretz Yisrael that Hilchata Krivyos. And you're telling me that Rav Chiya Bar Abba, and not to mention is a braita, that Tani Bar Kapora, that they all agree that this is an imaginary idea, that it should be on the Mizbeach. So, I mean, it's very difficult for me to believe that Rabba and Rav Chista both took for granted the exact opposite, and they're arguing when it applies. Definitely needs to be on the Mizbeach. The question is Alois going to be doing it, or is the next Chatzos going to be doing it? I mean, not even a discussion? What everybody else took for granted? Is it possible that we made a mistake and that wasn't the issue? That the question over here was not equal on the shiriri on the Mizbeach, perhaps? Or Malay, indeed, perhaps. Not perhaps, definitely. Clearly there was a mistake. We were the ones who assumed, which was obviously wrong. They were arguing about something where it wasn't possible to do the equal at Chatzot. Now we thought that the reason it wasn't possible to do the equal at Chatzot was because it wasn't on the Mizbeach, but that was our mistake. Certainly that was not the machlokas between the Rav Chista and Rabba. In fact, what they were really arguing about was a different issue that prevented equal. And that was Bishmenim. It's talking about meat that was extremely oily and that had basically coagulated here. It wasn't burning at all. So all it was doing was getting more and more shriveled up, as a fat piece will do. And it doesn't really burn. And therefore, so now what are you going to do? You can't, I mean, it has to at least be shiriri in order for it to be equal. But if it's shamein, then it isn't equal at all. So what happens then? So that's the question. If this thing finally hardens enough to be considered to be shviri, what's the din? Is it Chederek Chatzos? Is it Alos HaShachar? We knew that they were arguing about a case where the original Chatzot didn't do equal, and we made the mistake of thinking that that must be because it was on a Mizbeah. But it's obvious now that nobody even entertained that. And indeed, there was a whole different issue here. What do you mean a Rava Mirav? I'm very interested in the question. I mean, the truth is we just raised something that's a little disturbing. We talked about Pirshu, Kainim Chatzos, and then we put them back on after Alos HaShachar. I mean, what happened in between? Wasn't it Lan in between? So we put it back on? You mean so now it was sort of Imolu Lo Yerdu kind of thing? That was the issue or what? Or is it possible that maybe the Havanina was revolving around the issue whether it needs to be on the fire? It was taken off of the fire, remained on the Mizbeach, and on the Mizbeach, perhaps there's no Lina. Because we do have a precedent for such a thing. A beautiful press. We put on the lechem every Shabbos, the lechem aponim, on the shulchan. And it stays there for 7 days. Or generally, there's a din of lina. The next morning, something is posel. So how come it didn't become posel? It didn't become posel because it was on the shulchan. So apparently, when something is on the area it's supposed to be, so it doesn't become lan. It's only lan when it's not where it's supposed to be. And then Alos HaShachar passes by. So over here, it's still on the mizbeah. So there should be no lina. Or it's possible that it's really a different situation. So this we're going to see. Depends on whether it's a function of a kli, in which case the shulchan is a kli, or is it just a question of not being on the floor? So I want to know, lina mo'elet b'rosh ha'shabizbech or ina mo'elet b'rosh ha'shabizbech? Wait, when you say lina mo'elet, what do you mean exactly? You mean that it was still on the mizbeach? Who cares? If it's still on the mizbeach, even if lina made it into lina, if it's still on the mizbeach, imalo lo yerdu. So, but it's completely irrelevant because we're not going to take it off anyway. So, I mean, that can't be the issue, right? I mean, hashta lanu bazora, where it really was lan. If somebody put it up, we wouldn't take it down. So now it never came down. So, I mean, you're talking about something that's irrelevant. Because you say, even in that case, I'm a delo yerdu. The Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach, boy, if it was there and never came down. So even if you believe that Lina helps, what do you want to do about it? No, okay, I'm talking about the yerdu, obviously. Can we get on now with the issue? So here's my question. My question is this. L'shulchan midamin la. Is this the equivalent of the lechem aponim on the shulchan? Doesn't matter how long they stay on the shulchan. This, of course, is nageya when the next week is a yontiv. We can't take them off that time. There's various times where it'll stay much longer than a week on the shulchan. So doesn't matter. Ein bekach klum. So here too, we say, okay, it's still the mizbeach. Ein bekach klum. Odilma. Or maybe the mizbeach is not a kli to be able to have that particular effect that it's in its place. It's just like an extension of the ground. In the same way that the ground works as a mizbeach. So I mean, maybe it's lekarka midamina. Like certainly, when it's on the ground of the azora, for sure lina helps. And that doesn't matter whether you hold that the ground is mukshir for bringing karbonos. You remember the machlokes we had before with Rabbi Yehuda, how to understand Shlomo HaMelech, whether it's makadosh toka chotzer itself. So what do you tell me the halacha is? Said Rabbah, okay, I'm going to tell you. Ein lina b'rosh ha'mizbeach. Okay, that's the din. So he didn't give him any sfaras, any riots. He just said, that's the way it is. So kibla mine or lo? Did Rava accept that? Because it wasn't explained. He didn't bring a source for it. Did he accept Rava's opinion or not? Well, Tashma, let us come and hear from the following, and we shall see that he did not accept it. Because the Itmar, we have this discussion between the Amoraim. Evorim shalanu ba'azara. In which we have Evorim. They've stayed overnight. It's after Alos HaShachar. The din is that those things that were left over, mekater v'olech kol alayla, so those things before Alos HaShachar you're able to bring up, but not after Alos HaShachar. But if they were lan b'rosh Hashem izbeah, then you can bring them onto the fire whenever, liolan, even a month later. So if you can get around to putting them in the fire, no problem. Okay, says, so what's the din over there? Yerdu, what about if they come off of the Mizbeah? So obviously if they're on the Mizbeah, of course you could put them on the Yerdu. That doesn't tell us whether Lina helped or not, it just tells us Imalo lo Yerdu. But how about if Yerdu? Now you have to decide, can you put them back up? If the Lina helps, they're possible, you don't put them back up. Because Kishem Shimalo lo Yerdu, Kachim Yerdu lo Yalu.
But if Lina did not affect them in any way, so it's perfectly kosher Evarim, despite the fact that it's 10 days old, you'll put them back up again. Says Rabba, which is what he just explained to us, what's the problem? Yalu, because he just said, Ein Lina Mo'elet. But says Rava, stubbornly ignoring Rabba's psak, that no, lo yalu, zishmamiya, lo keep loving it. Clearly, Rava did not accept the psak of Rabba on this issue, shmami. Now, next thing that we had in the Mishnah is Kishem Shamizbeach Mekadesh is Harowi Lo. So too is the Kevesh Mekadesh. And then, just as Mizbeach and the Kevesh are Mekachim, so too are all the Kelim Mekadesh is Harowi Lo. Says the Gemara, the Makor for this is what? Tan Rabbon. It says in a posik called Hanugea Bamizbeach Yigdash. It's Dafka the Mizbeach. How do I know that the Kevesh is also included, which is the assertion here of the Gemara? Talmud Lomar et HaMizbeach. This is not in the context of Kol HaNegea BaMizbeach, but it's in the context of the actual creation of the Kedushas HaMizbeach. Where over there it says, Umashachta et HaMizbeach, or et Mizbeach HaOlah. So et HaMizbeach means now that which is the appendage to. Et always means the ancillary to. So therefore it includes the Kevesh. How do we know that Kli Sharet as well shall be included in the din of Kedusha? Talmud Lomar, V'kidashta Otam, V'ayu Kodesh Kodashim, Kol HaNogea Bahem Yigdash. So you see that the Kelim also create a Kedusha by themselves. But in Eresh Lakish, Mirab Yochanan. Can a Kli Sharet be Mekadesh the Psulim? I mean, I understand Kol HaNogea Bahem Yigdash. That was clearly that if I take the mincha, I put the mincha inside of a kli. So now if it's put into a kli sharet, it becomes kodesh begufa. Now if something happens to it, I can't be paid it. Let's say it becomes tamei. I can't be paid anymore. That's kedusha zaguf. Before I was bekadesh be kedusha zaguf, then it wasn't a problem because I was able to be, okay, so sell it and be paid it by another mincha. It only has the equivalent of kedusha zdomim for the mizbeach up until the time that something is done that makes it now holy in its physical press. My question is this, says Rish Lakish, suppose it became possible before it was put in the kli. At least this is how Rabbi Yochanan understands the question. Turns out it was a question. Well, what Rabbi Yochanan hears the question is, suppose the mincha was tamei before you put it into the kli. Now you put it into the kli. Will the kli be mekadesh, even something which is possible, and therefore I can no longer be paid it? Because it's exactly the same as having been in the kli before and then becoming tamei. Or is a kli only mekadesh what is ro'oi to be brought? That's how we heard the question. Omar lei, said Rabbi Yochanan, I understand. It says it in the Mishnah here. Tenitua. Kishem shamizbeach v'kevesh mekadeshim. What are the kevesh shamizbeach mekadeshim? Psulim. So the kevesh is mekadesh pasul. So then it's saying kach kelim mekadeshim, which means that the kelim are also mekadesh the psulim. In which case, there'd be no way to be paid in anymore. And therefore, what can you do? Oh, Marlene, that wasn't my question. I know the Mishnah, thank you. My question was, is it Mekadeshit that it's the same as being on the Mizbeah? In the sense that we said the Mizbeah is a Mekadesh, is a Roilo, to go ahead and put it onto the fire? And if you order Rav Gamliel, if the Dam is on the Mizbeah and the Dam is Pasul, to go ahead and do the Zrik of the Dam. I want to know. If you had Dam that was Pasul, for instance, and now you put it into a Kli, Shores, that's even a kabo of his dam in a kli shores. Is that kli shores bekadesh the dam so that now I should go ahead and be zarekat? That's my question. Oh, said Rav Yochanan, hanami tanina, that too is a mishnah. This mishnah is another mishnah. And what is that? That's the mishnah we had before, where we said that all of the zvachim shikiblu pisulim vizarku et damo, which I assume means that end. In other words, the psulim were makabel adam, and the psulim were zarek. Now, I mean, why in the world do we need that they did both? The moment that you're makabel is apostle, the dam is apostle. So why do you have to say, and then they went ahead and were zarek, and if they weren't zarek, must be. That the point is that my love, it's talking about shekiblu psulim, the zarku psulim, and if it hadn't been that they were zarek it, then if Kohen Kosher would have been Zarekit, it would have been fine. Why? Obviously, because how were the Psulim Mekabel Adam in a Kli Sharis? So once it got into the Kli Sharis, now the Kohen Kosher goes in and does Zrika, it's no longer possible. Why? Because the Kli Sharis is Mekadesh, Likarev. Therefore, the Mishnah had to throw in, no, but they also went in and did the Zerika. So even though the Kabbalah was hukshar, so to speak, now, b'diavad, through putting it into a Kli Shoretz, which was Makadashit, they went and screwed it over again by getting another coin puzzle to the Zerika. So, but that's Kuvah the Chiddush. If it hadn't been for that second psul, the first psul would not have been a psul to puzzle the Zavak, because it would have been in a Kli Shoretz.
I understand it was accepted, it was Mekubal in the Klishar.
So then why, if it was Mekubal in the Klishar doesn't help.
It
so
doesn't
what,
help, exactly.
So then why does it say Zarkuk sealing? So Zarkuk sharing. Oh. Right? So you did something new wrong. Sulim did the Zrika.
So anybody did that.
Right, even a Kohen Kosher. So it must be that a Kohen Kosher indeed it would have been okay. Why? Because it was already in a Klisharis. Klisharis was Makadosh. Otherwise, it's ridiculous. Says Reish Lakish. Well, that's if you read the word as and. How about if you read it or? So then it has, just telling me if it was possible this way or it was possible that way. I mean, so that doesn't prove anything. I say it means Shekiblu Psulim, Inami, or Kiblu Ksheirim and Zarkuk Psulim. Just as reasonable in terms of the grammar.
So we don't have a
rhyme. Now I've got another question. Avir Mizbeach. Ki Mizbeach Domi Olo. Is this dinner being on the Mizbeach? Is the airspace of Mizbeach actually being in contact with the Mizbeach? Oh, it says Tashma, bring your rhyme. Kishem Sham Mizbeach Mekadesh, Kacha Kevesh Mekadesh, right? Okay. Mekadesh for what? For taking these Evarim and putting them on the Mizbeach. But how do you take the Evarim and put them on the Mizbeach if you pick them up? Now they're in the airspace. The moment they're in the airspace, they were Yoredim. And then you can't put it back up again. So then there's no point to the Kevesh being Mekadesh. See, Yamar Davir Mizbeach Lavke Mizbeach Dami. Then obviously the Avir, the Kevesh, is not like the Kevesh, because we only learn out the Kevesh is an extension of the Mizbeach, right? So, okay. Tell me how you get these Evarim from the Kevesh and the Mizbeach without picking them up. The moment that you pick them up, it's considered to be Yarud. If it's Yarud, so then you can't bring them back up again.
So it must be that it is
Avir. Must be Avir Mizbeach, or Avir Kevesh is the same as the Kevesh. What? You drag them. You drag them in. Then I'll give
it.
If you keep contact, so then it should be okay. Ah, but you got a problem. Because remember that little space. So the moment it goes over the little space between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach. Well, I think Ross can answer that, of course. He always looks ahead from five times he's been through Shas. It's the same. It's the same word. Yeah. So you bring it up over the Avir. So why doesn't that turn it into Yorub? Well, because Rubel a Kevesh, Kekevesh, Rubel is Bech, is Bech. If most of the meat is in the direction of Kevesh, so then it all follows the row. If most of the direction is Bech, it all follows the row. What's the problem? Yeah. But if that's the case... There was a question that was raised by Rami Bar Choma, which now you have said we have a clear answer to. So then Tivshet Miaha at least agree that we now have a solution to the famous Fermat's Last Theorem of boy Rami Bar Choma. Yesh Chibur Lo Lin Olo. Are things that are going to be put on the Mizbeach, are they each molecule considered to be a thing? Or because it's one aver, we look at it as a unit? You just told me that we're going to look at it on a unit, because otherwise there would be no way for us to get it from the Kevesh and Mizbeach without each molecule going over that airspace and then Yorud, and then we wouldn't be able to put it up. And so, amazingly, nobody has ever been able to prove Rami Bar Chama's theorem. And you say that we could take it for granted. Yeah, okay, that's a big question. Holokasha, Tifsha, fine, solved, thank you. Next. Matkifla, Rafa, Barafkan. Hold on a minute. Iyamit, Avir Mizbeach, Mizbeach. I got a good one for you. One of the cases that we have of saying that if it's Al Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach, is the Ola Sa'ov. Okay. An Ola Sa'ov. Kohen is Makriv an Ola Sa'ov with a Machsheves Pigel. He can't do that. Tell me what he's thinking. I'm going to bring up this bird tomorrow. the day after tomorrow, next year. I don't care. It's on top of the Mizbeach. He did the Malika on top of the Mizbeach. It's in the airspace over the Mizbeach. He can think next year and it'll still be kosher anyway. So what kind of Machshavas Pigel is that?
No
pasulim
happened on the
Mizbeach? No, it's no pasulim zmano. It's kosher from now forever. It stays on. It's already there. Imol lo yeri.
It is there now?
He did the Malika there. That's where you do the Malika.
He does it over the airspace?
Yes, yes. That's the airspace. That's over the circuit.
Ah.
Yes. Uh-huh. Now that's a good one for you. No, no, no. Olas Ov, up, up.
But he's on the side, but because he's...
On the Soviet.
He's standing on the Soviet. Mm-hmm. So the, it's from the Basis, the Lisol rather. Oh, that's the airspace?
Certainly, the Soviet. We brought her, the Soviet was right to bring Karbonis on. Okay. So how's he ever going to be able to pass it? Hakotla Mizbeach. Ha! I proved. Matkevar Reb Shimi Barashi. Oh, come off it. Proof. Alam alo, what's the big deal? What's so hard? It's very simple. His machshava was, I do hereby do this malika in order to take this off and bring it up again tomorrow. Just to be stubborn. Why not? I am going to bring this. Is it Chutz Mano at that point? Yes. So I'm going to bring it Chutz Mano. That's what he's saying. I'm going to bring it Chutz Mano. I mean, that obviously is the issue. He's about to do Malika. And he makes a lovely proclamation. Listen, I did fly over Middleburg.
And the oxygen down all the presidential
mansion. They were still, they were still doing Malika down there. So that doesn't help. So I'm going to do it. I'm not Loridalamachar. So look, this is all very nice. According to Rava, Diyomar Lina Mo'elet Barosh HaMizbeach. So if you hold that it's possible to bring it down tomorrow and it will be puzzle, why will it be puzzle? Because it was up there for Alos HaShachar. It's just if I hadn't taken it down, Yimol Lo Yireh. But how about if you hold like Rava, that Lina wouldn't even help on Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach? So even if it would take it down, he could bring it back up again. It was never possible, you know. Then what are you going to say, huh? Oh, then what am I going to say? Yes. I'm going to say, L'Rabbanami Mashkachasla, where his proclamation is a bit more complex. What he says is, I do by year do this Malika, Almanat, to take it down before Amud HaShachar, in order that it should become possible, Ina, and to put it back after Amud HaShachar, and to do the Haktar. This Kohen is a very big lamed, and he knows how to do Pigol right, let me tell you. So we had a... He took care of all of the options, okay? So it's still no problem. Okay, but at least, but at least let's admit that Avira Mizbeach is a Kimizbeach Dami, because if Avira Mizbeach is Lav Kimizbeach Dami, I understand you want to talk about, you're trying to prove that Avira Mizbeach is Lav Kimizbeach. I want to prove that Avira Mizbeach is Kimizbeach, because if you're going to say that Avira Mizbeach is not Kimizbeach, then we will never have a case. One of the cases that we have is where you'll do a chatas of. Remember, you do a chatas of in such a way that was done shalom lishma, was done shalashem oila, and it was brought lamala. And over there, the halacha is, we said, molka b'chomakom b'mizbeach kasher. So it includes even this case. And the din over there is that since it's on the mizbeach, seem ala lo yered, okay? Tell me how you intend to do the hazoya. How are you going to do the hazoya? You passed it on top of the mizbeach. Let's say you had in mind shalom lishma. Echata shalom lishma is possible. But we said imala lo yered. So, okay, next step? It's in the air. So what are you going to do? How are you going to be zerek the dam? So what are you going to do? Hechi mazim midama. At the moment that you'll lift it to do the hazoya, it's yorud. You know what? Forget about that case. How about any of the psulim? So you put the dam on the mizbeach. Put the dam on the mizbeach. Imala lo yere. All right, so what should we do? Put candles around it and sing? And we're going to have to pick it up in order to do the zrika. The moment we pick it up, it becomes puzzle anyway. So basically, what are you telling us? Have a bloody kumzitz. I mean, there's nothing to do with it. Say, hey, zarek le midama. I mean, obviously, we've said all along, go right ahead and continue to bring it up. It's true, it's only Alibidur Magam Leo. But, I mean, that's because everybody else's liquids are not affected. But that's a different issue. But, I mean, nobody complained about the fact that if the Dam indeed is Imola Lo Yered, we're going to be able to do the Zrika. That means that you stood up and you splashed the Dam through the air. Well, maybe what you do is you take the bird and you hold it on the ground, up against the Mizbeah. Oh, no, man, come on. That's called Hazor. That's called Mitzri. That's what you do when you're doing the Mitzri Shirayim or you're doing the Netzinas Adam of the Eila. No. And what are you going to do? You're going to take the Dam of the Korban that was Nifsal, and you're going to let it dribble. And you're calling that a Zrika. That's a Zrika? Hazrika? That's a shvicha. That's good for shvichat shirayim. That does not qualify as a zrika. Not to mention the fact that there, in general, is a halacha of derech sherut. The way that things are done has to be done normally. You call this the normal way to do azoya? Even if you would say, well, it qualifies as azoya, but it doesn't qualify as a normal azoya. So it's done derech azoya bekach, you're telling me? Derech zrika bekach? Forget about it. So therefore, I think I've conclusively proven that Avir Mizbeach has to be Kemizbeach Dam. Amar Rav Ashi, the whole question has been misunderstood, my friends. If somebody is holding something on the Rosh HaMizbeach, which is the questions you're raising now, about the Malika, the Oath, and the, what do you do if you're holding the Dam, how can you hold it? If somebody's holding it, it's still on the Mizbeach. That's for sure. When we were asking the Avir HaMizbeach, we were talking about that it's being supported by a line from above or a stick that's holding it up.
Anti-gravity.
A little anti-gravity device, you know.
But certainly,
if a person is holding it, then that is considered to be the, just like everything else, that's the extension of where you are. It's always like that. It's true Lagabe Shabbos also. It's like something is in the air. This is where it is, because you're there. This is here also. It's on the Mizbeach, because you're on the Mizbeach. See, either Naket Lo Barosha Mizbeach, somebody's holding it, of course it's considered to be Mizbeach HaKinami. The only question that we ever raised was, Kika Amar de Talino Bekanya, my. We were asking about the question whether Avir Mizbeach and Mizbeach, where it's being supported in midair by some. That's the question. And for that, we have not succeeded in bringing any raya, and therefore, Tegu, could you get him, quick. You're so slow. Irresistible. You could have gotten his tummy, bing, 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 or you could have banged him. Oh, I don't know.
It's a takeaway. What happens if you throw
the chicken?
The chicken?
You know, the chicken or whatever. The chicken. Into the
cholent pot. Well, you know,
if you throw a chicken over him, it's
over your shoulder. Let it show
this. Itma. Pirshu kanam v'yiziran achar chatzot. Rabam rachatzot sheni ochalatan. Rav Chista mar amuda shachar ochalatan. Amre be rav, my time, Rav Chista. Uma chatzot she'en oselina osayiku. Amoda shachar joselina. Eno dinjo seiku. Pirshu kodem chatzot virziran leachra mudashacha. Rabba bachatzot sheni ochalatan. Rav Chista. No, in this case, kvar ein bem iku lo olam. Unless, of course, they're literally burnt up. Mat kifor of Yosef. Uman leimolan de chatzot berosha mizbeach. Mash vile iku. Dilma, wherever chatzot finds them, it manages to get them. And kolecha de mashkacha lo mash vile iku. And indeed, Shochu mitam hilchatak Rav Yosef, and itmar nami om Rav Chiya Barava pirshu korav chatzot v'chzir nacha chatzot lo nenin, but lo moalin. So obviously, chatzot was also equal. Not to mention the brayta b'bar kapora that pirshu korav chatzot v'chzir nacha chatzot yotzi midei me'ila. So whoa, I'm gonna have papa labai. You know, that's really weird. See, mi'achad the Shochu mitam hilchatak Rav Yosef. Om Rav Chiya Barava, Tony bar kapora. It's hard for me to believe that Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef were arguing about this. So, but my pleading, Marley, they were really arguing about Shmini. Boimine Rava mi Rava. Lina, is it Mo Elet Barosh Hashem Mizbeach or Eina Mo Elet Barosh Hashem Mizbeach? What do you mean, is it Mo Elet? Who cares? I mean, if it's still on the Mizbeach anyway, even if it be Lan, Im Olu Lo Yardu. So, Im Lema Lo Yardu. I mean, even if it was down on the ground and somebody had brought it up, it would have said Lo Yardu. So Ashtalonu Bazar, I'm not a lawyer though. Koshkin if it's Barosha Mizbeach, me boy. Yeah, Thank you for pointing that out. It's talking about the Yardu, okay? So now, my question is, L'shulchan medaminila? That's on. As far as the lack of a punim is concerned, afilu ina l'shulchan yamim rabim in bekach klum. Odim alekarka medaminila. Oh, Marley, I'll just tell you the facts. The facts are, ain lina b'roshom is be'ab. Kibla mine olol. Tashma di itmar. Evorim shalonu ba'azara. Mekatev olek kol alayla. And then it becomes possible at alos ha'shacha. Lan b'roshom is be'ab. Mekatev olek lo lan. I mean, because anyway, malo lo yardu. But how about if yardu? Rabba amar yalu. Rava Amar lo yalu shmamina, clearly lo kiblamine shmamina. Kishem shaham izbeach mikadesh, kacha kevesh mikadesh, and the kli shareter mikachim. Tana rabbanan, anogea bemizbeach, ein li yala mizbeach, kevesh minayin, talmud lomar umashachta et mizbach ha'olah. And kli shareter minayin, talmud lomar, וקידשת אותם והיו קודש קודשים, כל הנוגע בהם יקדש. בואי מנה רשלוקש ברבי יוחנן, כלי שרת, מהו שיקדשו את הפסולים, which רבי יוחנן took to mean, what would be the din of being able to be paid out, let's say, a mincha, after it was mekudash in a kli, despite the fact that it had become tame. So will the kli still work, and now you won't be able to be paid out? Or if it's possible, it doesn't work. To which he replied, that's the Mishnah. Shame Shem is Beach Lakevash Mekachin and Tarot Ulayim. Kach Chilin Mekachim. I understand your question. Amar Leit, I'm not asking that question. I'm asking, Lechat Chila Li Karev Kami Boelai. Li. Well, that's also Mishnah. Namitanina. It says, Shekiblu Psulin Vizarku Adomo. Why do you need that? They should also be Zerik the Dam. Why do you have to do two things wrong? We'll be wrong. If they just did the Kabbalah of the Dam wrong, then they were possible. My love, Shkiblu Psulim and Zorku Psulim, because since they were Makabo and a Klisharet, the Klisharet made a Roy for Zrika, and if a Kohen Kosher would have been Zerikit, then it would have been kosher. Therefore, we had to stipulate that it was a Kohen Pasu who did the Zrika. Yeah, beautiful Dick, if you read it and, how about if you read it or? Lo, Shekiblu Psulim, Inami Shazarku Psulim. Scratch that. My next question. Avir Mizbeach, Mizbeach Dami Olo. Ah, Toshma. Kishem Shah Mizbeach Mekadesh, Kach Kevesh Mekadesh. Viyamrit Avir Mizbeach Lavke Mizbeach Dami. Avir Kevesh Nami Lavke Kevesh Dami. So then how would he be able to get it from the Kevesh to the Mizbeach? Havile Yarut. He drags it. What about the Avir Yesh Ben Kevesh Mizbeach? No problem. Rubel kevesh kevesh. Rubel mizbeach mizbeach. Ah, but then you're going to have to answer. Oh, the boy Rami Bar Choma. Yesh kibur lo lino lo. From here, you see the fact that the kevesh is mekadesh. It must be the only thing that you could do is to drag it over the hole, which proves that we look at it as an entire unit. Okay, is that supposed to be a problem? Tifshah, fine. There's your answer. Maskevo rova barav chanan. How would you have an ola saho if there was possible machshava? Hechi mashkachatla. Hokolta mizbeach matkela Rav Shimon Barashi. This is a problem. Alama lo mashkachatla kigondoma reni molka. Amenat lo rida lo machar. La olata la aktira. Ah, but then you get into another issue. Because then ain't yichal rova di omar lina moelet barosha mizbeach. So then, at the time that he brings it back up, it's going to be indeed chutz mano. But according to Rabba, who said, well, the lina didn't affect it anyway, so it's still not going to be chutz mano. So then you don't have a way to be mefagalit. Yeah. The Rabba, nami mashkachas lo. Gigondomer areni molkam anat lo ridak kodem amud ha-shachar. In which case it will be done on the ground at the time of amud ha-shachar. It will become possible lina. Now it's chutz mano. And I will go back and be male la achra mudashachar. Does that make you happy? Well, anyway, at least laach gisame atif shot. The avir mizbeach iske mizbeach dami. Because isar kedai to avir mizbeach lavke mizbeach dami. So then, chatas oftas psula. You'll never be able to do azoya. Because the moment that you pick it up and you throw it through the yam, then it's your root. And anything that had the puzzle of a dam. How can we zarek the dam? Why can't you just sort of, pour it along the top along the side of Mizbeach. That you call Azor? That's called Mitzu, where you can take the neck of the bird. Or you're calling this Zrika? That's Zrika, that's Shvicha. Not to mention the fact that it's not even the Derek of Sherut. I mean, that's not Derek of Azor HaBekach. Derek Zrika HaBekach. Omer Ravashi, look, all of these questions are irrelevant because we never ever had a question about if somebody's holding it. There's no problem of picking up the Evarim and walking across the Kevesh because you're walking across the Kevesh. Or taking the dam while you're standing on the Mizbeach is not a problem. Our problem was Kikama de Talino Bekanya Mai. And that nobody's been able to point a path to a solution. Teiku.
The following is the doubt from the previous Raffioli cycle.
Okay, we're holding on that Teva Lamed Beis. Itzma, one line up from the bottom. Pirshu Kodem Chatzos, Yitziran Achar Chatzos.
We can close this.
What happens if, we said yesterday that there were two completely different dinim. One was the din of equal, and equal refers to meat, a boring, that is very hard, but has not yet been turned into ash. That the Torah defines that Chatzos creates that time of equal, and at that moment it's roi to be desha. And then we have another halacha of lina. The din of lina, of course, is a din in the morning. The question, actually we have three halachas. We also have a din of trumas hadeshen. Trumas hadeshen, if it is deshen, which is a separate question, can be done as required the hashkama. In other words, whatever your hashkama is, whether it's on Yom Kippur, it's chatzos, whether it's sort of going, it's by the Mishmeres HaRishena, or whether normally it's almost Mekleis HaGever. But in any event, those three halachas now are about to interrelate. Because our question is like this. Suppose we took down a Evorim from the Mizbeach before Chatzos. So there was never a time of equal on the Mizbeach, which we learned out from the Pasuk. And now we put them back up after Chatzos, before they became Mizbeach. What would be the halacha? So Rabba Amar Chatzot Sheni Ochalata. The point at which they have a din of Deshen, unless of course they actually are Deshen, but the point at which they have a din of Deshen, even though they're still just very hardened meat, is the second Chatzos afterwards, because since they weren't on the Mizbeach, the Shah, that the time of equal came around, it was Chatzos. That Shah have equal on them. Rechista says, no. Amud HaShachar is also a secondary time of equal. Amri Beirav, my time, Rechista. And the Beirav explained, what is Rechista's reasoning? His reasoning is like this. If Chatzos, which does not create Lina, nonetheless is Eisa Iko, Sekoshikin Amud HaShachar, which does Osa Lina. So for sure, in Adinsha Eisa Iko, for sure it should be Eisa Iko. So even though the Torah told us a prime time for Iko is Chatzos, it certainly is not saying that the time that is Gerim Lina is not also going to be Gerim, that it should have a din of Deshe. The Melech is a svara that we don't have to wait till the second Chatzos. The moment that Alos comes around, it's considered to be already Deshem, even though it's still Evorim Shriri. It's a nothing but hardened meat. By the way, it's a very cute sidelight over here, which Tosis points out. It's strange to have the Beirav being Mefarish, the words of Rechista, because the Gemara says that Beirav is Ravuna. But Ravuna was Rechista's Rebbe. So it's obviously being Mefarish, like my time of Rechista. It's a little bit strange to have already been Mefarish, my time of Rechista. So Tosa says either the pshat is that it could be Ravuna also said this far on his own, so he explained his own swara. But the cuter thing is that Tosa points out that there's many places in Shas in which Ravuna goes wild over Rechista's swara. And he says, why do they call you Chista? Because everything says so, Rechusa. Your Shmaitis are Chasudim. or he was Meshabeach to other people. Why don't you go learn by Rav Chisda? He's brilliant. So, could be that Ravuna himself actually was Mefarish the time of Rav Chisda. Why not? So fine. So we have a machlokas over here. By the way, we'll see why it is that Rabba would not agree with the Gavachomer of Rav Chisda. And in a moment. But Lamaita, it turns out in the Sugya that Rava holds that Lina doesn't apply on the Mizbeach at all. In which case, it's not a good Kavachomer, because I can say right away, Yikul applies on the Mizbeach. The Lina doesn't apply on the Mizbeach. You can't bring a Raya from something that's Isa and Lina. But that's part of a Machlokas later. In any event, right now, what we have is a Machlokas Rava and Rav Chisda, whether the time that's Aisalina, namely Amud HaShachar, would also be Osa equal on a Varim Shririm that are not yet Deshen. How about if Pirshu Freidim Chatzos Vechzim Le'achar Amud HaShachar? How about if you put them back after Amud HaShachar? So that now you neither had Amud HaShachar to be Osa equal, nor did you have Chatzos to be Osa equal. So Rabba Machatzos Sheni Ochalatan. Rabba says, what's the problem? Okay, so the next Chatzos. I mean, it's a din in Chatzos. The next Chatzos will turn them into equal. Rav Chisda Amar, Ein Behem Equal Le'Eilam. They're never considered to be Deshen until they're actually Deshen. In other words, as long as they're Shviri, you'd have to continue putting them back up on the Mizbeach to burn. Because the din of equal is only said on a Vorim that are being Ne'akalim when they're supposed to be. But to say that it's a equal stone, it's already over as a manu. Either it is Deshen or it isn't Deshen. The Torah wasn't Mechadish, Allah of equal stone, Chatzes. Matkiflor of Yezreb Yosef thought that this whole discussion was off the wall, with a brilliant insight. Reb Yosef Tainet, what does equal have to do with the Mizbeach and all? We take for granted that because Deshen has to do with the Mizbeach, so Chatzot, which is Osa Iko, must have to do with the Mizbeach. I mean, it's only reasonable. But Rav Yosef pointed out that since Chatzos is only a definition of what Iko is, it doesn't really change anything. Who's to say that something has to be on the Mizbeach, the Shabbat, that it becomes Iko? In the same way that if it's an Eiver that's Sharir, it's a tough Eiver, it's already been hardened by the flames, it's been on the Mizbeach, and it became now, at Chatzos, equal. What made it equal? The fact that Chatzos was there. So who's to say if it wasn't on the Mizbeach at that moment? And it was in that state, it wouldn't be equal. That comes to a defined session, what's not coming to where it is. So he cut right through our assumptions on this matter. Maskal Arabiyah, the man lame along the Chatzos, for the Mizbeach might be equal. Who ever told you that the Din of Chatzos is if it's on the Mizbeach at Chatzos, that's when it makes it equal? Dilma Kolei for the Mishkan, it's not actually equal. Maybe it has nothing to do with where it is, only has to do with when it is. So when it is, at Chatzos, it becomes equal. Where it is irrelevant. Sholchu Mitamin, in fact, in Eretz Yisrael, when they heard Rav Yosef's insight, they said, Hilchos like Rav Yosef. But Tosfos points out, Hilchos like Rav Yosef can't mean we paskin halacha to Rav Yosef, because Hilchos al Mashiach we don't paskin. So therefore, Hilchos like Rav Yosef in this context has got to mean, oh, that's straight thinking. That's the way to look at it. I mean, that's the correct way to look at it. And furthermore, we find that this is like taken for granted all the time afterwards. Itmanani, Omra Pia Baraba, Pirshu Kodem Chatzos V'Yichziran Acher Chatzos, Lo Ne'amin V'Lo Mo'alim, even though they were offered a Mizbeach. And Lamaisa at Chatzos, they were still Sharirim. It doesn't matter, there's no din of Me'ilah. B'chein Tona Bar Kapora, Pirshu Kodem Chatzos V'Yichziran Acher Chatzos, Yotzi Midei Me'ilah. It's over. Why is it over? They're still supposed to be burning on the Mizbeach. It's over because it's after Chatzos. So they're already considered to be Deshen. The Deshen is not a mitzvah, so it is no longer be you. So you see that everybody actually ends up assuming Rabbi Yosef's approach, that the din of equal is not bound up with its being in the fire at the time that it becomes equal. Why should it be? Omrei Rav Papa Abaye, I mean, it's difficult for me to believe, said Rav Papa Abaye, that Rabba and Rav Chisda should take for granted something that everybody holds is the opposite. I mean, the Chimiyakar, the Shalchu B'tam, Yilchus HaKrav Yosef, look, I mean, you see in Eretz Yisrael, Well, they're not usually very happy to say that anything that a Bavli says makes any sense. You know? So they said, oh, that's right thinking. And Rabbi Barava and Bar Kapora, I mean, these are pretty strong. I mean, Bar Kapora is already a brisa. So Rabbi Rechisba might plead there. I mean, so what were they arguing about? Whether, if it was pure shuk, Gedem Chatzos, then what's not coming if it was pure shuk? It's nothing to do with it's pure shuk. That's with whether it exists at the time of Chatzos. So what are they arguing about? Whether Chatzos Sheni is Aisiko, whether Alois HaShachar is Aisiko, Chatzos is Aisiko, the way it always is. What were they arguing about? Oh, Marlene. So Maya told him, the Machlokas Rabbi and Bethesda was not Stam on a Barim Shviri. Over there in Okinami, there's no question about it that Chatzos is Osa Ikum. But the problem over here is that they were arguing about Evarim Shmenim. Since they are Shumanim, they have oils in them, you can't call them Desha. Because that oil, it requires still fire and cooking and so on. So Mamela, if you had normally something that was already burned, you could say, okay, so now it's already ash. Because it was burned as much as is needed. But the Chiddush, that's something that's burning now, should also be equal. That's a Din Chatzos with the Mizbeach that everybody would agree to. Because it requires Mizbeach. The other element doesn't require Mizbeach because there's no change. So Mamela, they were limiting their discussion to that. But no, Kinami, Sami Vorim, that didn't have something that needed to be burned in them, then there would be no question that even off of the Mizbeach, Chatzos would be Osa Ikum. What about a Rava mi Rava? Another question Rava had from Rava was, is Lina something that is meaningful, Barosh Hashem Mizbeach? If something is up on the Mizbeach, and Alois HaShachar passes, does it become possible Lina or not? Or is Lina only something when it's not in its place on the Mizbeach? Oina Moel is Barosh Hashem Mizbeach. Well, I mean, Hechi Dami, and let's first define the faith. I mean, you let me below Yorintu. If the Avarim were on the Mizbeach for the past week, I mean, that's a ridiculous question. Because even if they hadn't been on the Mizbeach, the Shas Alois HaShas, and there were definitely possible Lina, the din is Imalo Lo Yerdo. That's one of the things Imalo Lo Yerdo, Batsa Shalom. So, I mean, what is your clear? Should we take them off of the Mizbeach? Even if they were down on the Azor, we wouldn't have taken them off of the Mizbeach once they're put on the Mizbeach. Hashtalonu ba'azaram art lo yerdo. If they were down on the floor of the Azor at the time of Alois HaShachar and then brought out the Mizbeach, the Mishnah says the fair is to not be taken down. So, I mean, you certainly can't be asking what happens if they're long Barosh Hashem Mizbeach. We should take them down. That's absurd. That's a Barosh Hashem Mizbeach, you boy. Ela the Yorgos. Clearly, the question over here only is, if Lina Mayela's Barosh Hashem Mizbeach, meaning they were on the Mizbeach B'Shas Alois HaShachar, now I took them down off of the Mizbeach. And it's after Alois HaShachar. Are they possible Lina? And the din is, of course, the Mishnah says, that Kishem Shi'im Olu Lo Yerdu Kafim Yordu Lo Yalu. So if they're possible Lina, I'm not going to put them up again now. Or I could say, no, something that's on the Mizbeach is B'Shas Alois Lina on it. Therefore, if it comes down now after Alois HaShachar, I'll put it back up. It's perfectly kosher now. That's my question. And it's dependent on how we view the Mizbeach. If it's considered to be a kli, like the Shulchan, so the din is the Shulchan, the Lechem HaKonim, could be put on the Shulchan for weeks on end. So another, the goof of the place where this is an issue is how about if they put the Lechem HaKonim up late? And they take it off on Shabbos. It's a good lesson upon it. You put it on late, after Shabbos. So it was less than 7 days till the next Shabbos. Can you take off that lechem upon him, give it to the Kohanim, and put on a new lechem upon him? So the Mishnah says, no, you have to wait till, because you need a minimum of 7 days, you have to wait till the next Shabbos. Now, if you wait till the next Shabbos, it's already, isn't it Lon? No, says the Mishnah. Even if it would be Yomim Rabim Ala Mizbeach, it would never become, I kept saying Mizbeach, I meant of course Shulchan. It would never be Lon. So if the Mizbeach is like the Shulchan, so it's not Shayach Lina in its place.
Divine preserves, right?
Huh?
Divine preserves.
Yeah, you could look at it that way, but the thing is that the Gemara clearly doesn't. Because, I mean, the truth is there were divine preservatives. That's why it was fresh when you took it off. If that's the union, the truth is, I must say that the point is a very important point. Because the dinner of Adam was a central issue in the whole problem of the Mikala. In other words, why are you bringing old bread? If there's an Indian of Akribeonolapukatsava, I'm not royal because of my parentage, right? That was his time. So the Gemara said, but he didn't realize that it was Lechem that was Cham, even Besumo, the way it was put on, it was Cham when it was taken off. The problem is that Lina is always called Ibur Tzura in the Gemara. Ibur Tzura means it's already not fresh. The lechem is fresh, so of course Lina doesn't help. That's because it's fresh. That's really the question that you should be asking over here. In which case, how can you come up with Sakamina? You're not going to compare them as bad to the Shulchan. Okay, but that the Gemara doesn't take into consideration. It's because of divine preservatives. Rather, it's because maybe they see the divine preservatives as a result of there not being Lina instead of vice versa, which is, you know, what comes first. It's always the dinim of the tzara that comes first, and the yibutzura follows it. If Lina is Lina, then the meat will spoil. If Lina isn't Lina, the meat won't spoil. So the question, therefore, is the mizbeach viewed as the shulchan? The tzana afilu ein al shulchan yamim rabim ein bekastlum, or do we say since the mizbeach is built tzanically, so it's like having it on the ground? It's an extension of the ground of the azor. In which case, it's a karka b'damim, and on the karka, that's where the din of lina was said. Or Marley, so Rabba told him, "Ain lina b'roshu mizbeach. There's no such thing as lina b'roshu mizbeach. If it was there, b'shas alayz hashachar, if you take it down afterwards, you put it back up." Kibla mineolo. Did Rabba accept this from Rabba or not? Tashma, I'll prove to you what that he didn't. The itma. So if you have a Evorim that had stayed over in the Azora, those Evorim, you're supposed to burn all that night. Lon Barosh Hashem Mizbeach, and if they were on top of the Mizbeach, continue to let them stay there. Even if it's 3 months later, if they're still there, they're still burning, and they haven't finished, so you continue to burn them. But of course, that wasn't our question. Our question was only Lon Barosh Hashem Mizbeach v'yardu. That was the question. And that's the next piece. Yordu. Rabba Amar Yalu. Of course, this is Rabba Lashitasa, who just said that Ein Lina Moelis Barosh Hashem is Bam. But Rabba, when asked him the question, says Lo Yalu. So obviously he asked the question, but he wasn't interested in hearing the answer. So Rabba Amar Lo Yalu Shemamin, Alo Kibla Minei Shemamin. As we see, that he was not willing to accept Rabba's sack. He wanted to riot. I'm going to bring him riot. Continues the mission. Kishem Shem is Be'ach Mekadesh Kacha. Kevesh Mekadesh. In the end we said Kishem Shem is Be'ach. Kevesh Mekadesh Kach Klei Sharis Mekadesh. Where do we know this from? Tanur Rabbanan, it says in the Braisa, Nogeah B'Mizbe'ach. Hey, Mi'ela Mizbe'ach. How do we know that the Mizbe'ach means more than the Mizbe'ach? Maybe it's the actual Mizbe'ach. How about the kevesh? Kevesh, how do we know something that's brought up to the kevesh is also miskadesh to be burned on the mizbeach? Talmud lomar. Therefore, if you take a look by the din of Meshicha, it says umashachta et hamizbeach, not umashachta hamizbeach, which means et always means that which is tofel to the mizbeach, and what is tofel to the mizbeach? The kevesh. So you see that the kevesh has the same kedusha to the Meshicha as the mizbeach itself. How about klisharis? Klisharis says befeish. Half of the Meshicha of the klisharis is kamagab amigdash. Now we know that that means obviously legabe pidyon. So in other words, let's say that we had a mincha that became tameh before we were mekadeshit bekli. You'd be prayed at it. Because it doesn't have kedushas haguf. Once we put it into the kli, then it's the same. That's the pasuk over your column again. And the kedash, there's nothing to do about it. Kedusha guf, you can't be paid. Only by the hema, it's a mum. When it's pashach mum, you can't be paid. The question is, by me, Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, klisharish maushi kadesh is absurd. The Shlokish asks Rabbi Yochanan, it sounds like a very naive question, can a Kli Shoris be Makadosh something that's possible? And he said, what do you mean? It's a Beferish and Mishnah. I'm like, to me too, that's our Mishnah. It says, Kishem Shem is there Makadosh, Vakevish, Bekachet, at the Rui Lehem, but the whole context of the Mishnah was assuming. Kach, HaKelim, Mekachim. Oh, Marley, the Shlokish said, I think I'm stupid. I'm asking you, I'm asking you whether it's Kodesh Gabitidin, obviously. I'm asking you whether the Kiddush over here is similar to the Kiddush on Mizbeach. Kiddush on Mizbeach. If I put it on the Mizbeach, it means that now I put on the Kiddush, I have a right, Lechatchila, a Chiyav even, to put it on the Mizbeach. It became Lachmash on Mizbeach. I'm asking you, if I take a Mincha Psula and I put it into a Kli Shoris, that's Makadosh it. Do I now put it on the Mizbeach? That's my question. The Mishnah seems to be comparing it Mamish to the Mizbeach and the Kevesh. If that's the case, I should actually bring it up. So he answered him, Anami Tamina. That you can also be Madaik for the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says, Shekiblu Psulim Vizorku Es Domo. You have over here two cases. I mean, one case we assume. Psulim were Makabal Adam and they were Zorek Adam. So one of the cases in the Mishnah was that those Eivorim, if they were Erlin, Lo Yerdu. It's one of the list of cases in which you Bimolo Lo Teret. Now, I ask you, says Rabbi Yochanan, why in the world do we need that Kiblu Psulim, the Zorku Psulim? In other words, I mean, Kiblu Psulim alone is a Psul, isn't it? So, do I need to know that Imolu Lo Yerdu? Of course I do. Why do I need to mention Shekiblu Psulim and also Zorku Psulim? I'll tell you why. There's only one reason. Because Kiblu Psulim wouldn't be a problem. It's not an issue of Imolu Lo Yerdu. Since Kiblu, what were they Mukabal it in? They were Mukabal in the Klisharis, in the Mizrach, correct? But the Mizrach obviously was Makadashit, Lizorek, Lechatchila. So then I should bring up the Eivorim Lechatchila. It's not a question of Imolu Lo Yerdu. Therefore, the only case in which we get into Imolu Lo Yerdu is where the Psulim were not only Mekabal, but they were also Zorek. Now there you have a problem, because there was already a Psulim of Zrika that has nothing to do with the Klisharis. So in the Mela, it would now require Imolu Lo Yerdu. And that's good for the Kiddush of the Mishnah. Don't think Kiblu Psulim is Imolu Lo Yerdu. No, Kiblu Psulim, because it's in a Klisharis, it was Mekudesh L'chatchila now for me to go up at the Bizarek V'nah. No, said Rav Shlokish, how do you know it means that? Maybe it's two separate cases. No, Shekiblu Psulim or Shezarku Psulim. How do you know that it means Shekiblu Psulim and Zarku Psulim? So you don't have an answer for me, Rav Yochanan, I see. Iboyo, the next question that we wanted to know is, when we say that Mizbeach is Mekadosh, do we mean the actual touching of the Mizbeach is Mekadosh? Or do we mean even the Avir of the Mizbeach is Mekadosh? So Avir Mizbeach, Ki Mizbeach Domei Olo. Tashma. Ki Shem Shem Mizbeach Mekadosh, Kacha Kevesh Mekadosh. Does the Mishnah not say that the Kevesh is Kodesh? For what? Obviously, I should be able to put it on the Mizbeach. Well, how do I get it there? How do I get it from the Kevesh to the Mizbeach? I have to pick it up. But the moment I pick it up, it's Avir Mizbeach, it's Lavka Mizbeach, it's as if I put it down on the floor. But then how do I put it on the Mizbeach? Every time I pick it up, it'll be Yerdu, by definition. So clearly, the Avir is the same as the touching the actual surface. Otherwise, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. The Yerdu, Avir Mizbeach, Lavka Mizbeach, tell me, if you're going to tell me that the Avir is not like the Mizbeach, so then Avir Kevesh also is obviously Lavka Kevesh. I mean, we learn out of the same process. It's Es HaMizbeach, whatever. The Din is the Mizbeach, that's the Din of the Kevesh. Hey, if he masically in the Kevesh of Mizbeach, how in the world did he get the Yevorim up from the Kevesh of Mizbeach? How did lay Yorud? It'll immediately, the moment he lifts it up, to put it on Mizbeach, and now it becomes Yorud. That's not a problem. Maybe it's talking about the Nogi way. You drag it. You're right, you can't lift it up. But if there's a varim on the kevesh, you have to drag them along the floor, and you drag them up to the malacha. Oh yeah? What about a avir yesh ben kevesh with his beach? What about that little gap There's a gap between the cabbage and the veil. Once you get over that gap, you're in big problem. And then it becomes not possible, unless, of course, it's obvious. If it's obvious, then you could say that the mizbeach underneath it, you have the sod, they have the yesod, that obvious of the mizbeach also keeps it holy. So then you might as well pick it up. Over here, the obvious refers to the gap. And in the first part, obvious refers to the area above.
How deep was that gap, though? From the beginning of the kevesh and the yesod.
You mean how wide?
How down?
No, down to the kevesh and the yesod.
It went all the way down.
Yes, there's a problem over here because Rabbeinu Chaim in Tosfos holds, brings a raya, that it had to be wide enough to be over the karka. But if it was wide enough to be over the karka, then it has nothing to do with the Gemara's kasha now. It's in general a question. So what about the gap? Because then the gap is not over anything. But Tosus himself says, well, what's the problem? If Avir, then there's no gap for the karka. We'll talk about it in a moment. So Avir is like everything there. Fine, okay, there is. But I mean, look, Rubel the Kevish the Kevish, Rubel the Mizbeach the Mizbeach. So you take a look at where Rove the Aver is. I'm dragging it along, okay? It now goes over. Well, it goes over the gap.
Most of it's still on the kevesh.
Right, but most of it's still either on the kevesh or on the other end. It'll be on the mizbeach. Okay, so then that part doesn't matter. But wait a minute. You know the famous question of Rami Bar Chama, the famous Abaya of Rami Bar Chama, raised the question of whether a varim of Hegdash are considered to be one unit, or whether, because they're going to be burned, each part is looked at as separately. Now, over here, if you're telling me that we look at the robe, it's clear that you're telling me it's all one piece. Because otherwise, what shy robe? So then, if that's the case, so you should be able to prove over here an answer for Rabbi Bar Chama's favorite Shabaya. Yesh chibur li'olam olam. Okay, so the Gemara says, fine, you like it, so answer it. What are you stressing me? It's a tip show. I mean, you can't prove it one way or the other. If I'm telling you, maybe it's talking about a case of dragging. So you'll say, so then you're going to know the answer? That's right, then I'll know the answer. And who's bothering you? Okay. So tip show. I'm okay for tip show, so go right ahead. Maske bo Rav Bar Rav Chanan. Wait a second, says Rav Bar Rav Chanan. We got a real problem over here. You're going to tell me that the Avraham Mizbeach is indeed the Mizbeach. How does an Eilas Ha'if ever become possible for Bakshava? Because where did you do the Eilas Ha'if? The Malik of the Eilas Ha'if was on the Mizbeach. So what's your Bakshava? I'm going to be Zerek this dawn tomorrow. Go right ahead. I'm going to be Matra tomorrow. Go right ahead. You're all Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach. And it's in the Avir of the Mizbeach. So you're supposed to. So, I mean, your Machshava is not going to be worse than doing the actual thing. Doing the actual thing is kosher. So what's wrong with having a Machshava to do it? So why do we list Pigel in our Lasayev, huh? That's a good one. So clearly, it must be that Avir of Mizbeach is not going to be as bad as it's the other stuff. So I'm going to be holding it. So now it's up in the air. So there's no Klita in the Mizbeach. What kind of crazy riot is that? I want to know. What's the problem? I understand. Why can't his machshavas soul be, I'm doing a malika with the intent to take this down off of the mizbeach, where it will become possible, Lena, then I'll bring it back up on the mizbeach and I'll screw it up royally. What's wrong with that machshavas? Oh, wait a minute, but that machshava only works according to Rava, who says that Lina is Ma'alas Bereshit Hashem is bad. But how about according to Rava, that even if you take it down, since it was on the Mizbeach for Shas Lina, it doesn't become possible anyway. So, what are you going to say? If according to him, Domar ain't Lina Ma'alas Bereshit Hashem is bad, left on the machshava, his machshava is meaningless, because he's not doing anything wrong. Okay, you know, you want to push me to the corner a little bit. What's the problem? According to Rava, the case could be that he says, I'm being melekit amanav lo rida kodem amudah shachar. So at the time of amudah shachar becomes possible lina, I'm going to bring it back up. After Amud HaShachar, what's the big problem over here? Well, you can't figure out a way in which it's Machshavas and Machshavas Tzur. Come off it. If anything, you should be able to bring a riot the other way. You want to bring a riot from the question of Eifes. I'll tell you what riot to bring. The riot should be in the other direction, that Avir Mizbeach must yet be Kemizbeach. Because if not, he's talking about the Rabbim is there a lot, Kim is there a lot. Chata tza'ot psula. We said that something that is Barash Hashem is there, so then imalu lo yerdu, right? So, okay, imalu lo yerdu. I went ahead now, and I did the Malika b'chatas on the Mizbeach, which is okay. It's both b'chatas. But it's al Rosh Hashem is there. So what do I do now? I have to do Zrika. Because the Chatas, after all, I got a spritz. Okay, explain to me how exactly I do this. Because, if I lift it up to do the Zrika, the moment that I lift it up, it's going to become Potter. So what's the Shaykh to say? That a Chatas remains kosher because the Barosh HaMizbeach. For that matter, the dam of any carbon that requires Zrika, that's on the Mizbeach, you said, Imolu lo yerdu, how do I do the Zrika? Obviously, lifting up something to do Zrika is not a problem. Why? Because Avir Mizbeach is Kibizbeach. Now that is a serious answer. So I say, Heki Zorik, for that matter, how am I going to do Azoya? Havela Yorud, the moment that I lift it up to do the Azoya, it's as if it's on the floor. Once it's on the floor, Ibiyardu lo Yalu. And for that matter, Shatsul, and any carbon that's supposed to require Zrika Tadat, Heki Zorik will be done. How am I supposed to do Zrika without lifting it up? Well, maybe maga a little. Maybe you touch it. Yeah, you hold it next to the Mizbeach. So, like you move it against the Mizbeach while you're holding the Kli up against the Mizbeach. Oh, come on, that's not called Hazor. That's like Mitzuri. It's like pressing the bird up against the Mizbeach. It's Mitzuri. It's not Hazor. And besides, for the other ones, that requires Zrika, you call that Zrika. That's not Zrika, that's Shvicha. You've got no energy in it. All you do, you can pour it out on the Mizbeach. It's not an act of Zrika, the Chalal. Yeah, you know what? Even if you say, well, but it's not quite Shvicha, because Shvicha is the pshat that he pours it out, and over here he's doing it on the side with a little bit. Okay, very nice. It's not Shvicha, okay? So it's not Mitzvah, but it sure as heck is not the way that you're supposed to do Hazor. You call that an act of Zrika. You call that an act of Hazar, even if it isn't similar to something else. Certainly not what the Torah means when it says to be Zerik the Dom. Therefore, why don't we bite the bullet and accept that Avir Mizbeach and Mizbeach? Says Ravashi, no. You know something? All of these riots are utterly meaningless. When we were asking if Avir Mizbeach and Mizbeach Dom, what do you think we're talking about? That the Kohen is holding it? That's not called Avir Mizbeach, it's called on the Mizbeach. It's in the hand of the Kohen. It's like on Shabbos. Your body is considered to be, whatever's on your body is considered to be Munach, wherever you're Munach. Of course that's on the Mizbeach. The question was whether something is hanging over the Mizbeach. That's the Shaila. So if it's hanging over the Mizbeach, is it considered to be Yorud or not? None of these riots have anything to do with that question. You misunderstood the question completely, says Avam Ravashi. Even Naki Ubarosh Mizbeach, what? The Kohen's holding it while he's on the Rosh Mizbeach? Well, of course, Hakinami. Obviously, that's considered to be on the Mizbeach. Kiko Amar, our only question was the Talinu Bikanya. You stuck it up with a stick, holding it over the Mizbeach. What? And? And where does it go? Neverland. So then the moment that he catches it, then it's already Munach.
I know, but it's still in the Avir.
Who cares? But when the Kohen catches it, it's on the Mizbeach. Where would be the case? We wouldn't have such a kippies. Yes, but either it lands or it doesn't land. The moment that it lands, it's on the Mizbeach. We're trying to figure out a case where it didn't land. Okay. Where its mom has never touched him as bad. It's the Avir. Now I get into what do I do with it? So, see, Tama de Talino de Kanya, my. Our question is, how about if is hanging over the Mizbeach. Tekun, for that, nobody has any rias at all. Okay.